Jason, how are things going on in the business world at the Las Cruces Sun News?
Clicking right along. Had a good edition out yesterday. Keeping with the season, we visited with Laura Romero, who owns Tis the Season down in Mesilla. And this is kind of interests me because I was looking around for a story to do. And, of course, being the holiday season, I thought of Laura. And I was talking to her, and it kind of dawned on me. She has really a three-month-a-year business. Mm-hmm. But this is her third year in business, and she's open year-round. So
now, she is open year-round.
She is open year-round. So I wanted to visit with her a little about how she, you know, manages to do that when she has such a seasonal niche. And she does it – it's kind of interesting. She rearranges things and has a different holiday display that's seasonal. It's more seasonal than holiday. So Okay. She'll – in the spring, she'll have her displays out
for Easter,
for Valentine's Day, things like that. Summer, of course, she moves to Father's Day, 4th of July, fall, Thanksgiving, Halloween. And then for the entire month of December is when it's really her crunch time. And she turns the whole old Victorian house down in Mesilla that houses her business, turns the whole house over to Christmas. So you walk in and it's just this – it's – I hate to use the cliche, a wonderland, but it really is. It's amazing, all of the decorations she has down there. And one thing that I think is interesting is the way she displays them. When she bought into the business or bought the building 3 years ago, the owner that was there had an old antique store. And the person that inherited the building and was selling it to her didn't really have that interest in antiques, didn't want to keep all of the stuff around. So Laura got together with Glenn Cutter, and they appraised everything, had a little sale. And then what didn't sell, she kept in that old Victorian house with a lot of period pieces. And then she just puts her holiday or seasonal decorations up on those old antiques. So it really keeps an old antique feel to the house, keeps some of the history alive. And, you know, when I asked her point blank, how do you keep your business going year round? What advice would you give to somebody wanting to open a niche business? She kind of laughed and she said, don't. Just don't. The only reason it works for me is because it's my retirement. And I love to do it. I love to meet the people. And so she's not really as hard driven for bottom line profits as a lot of businesses are. And that's kind of what keeps her going.
Good deal. Let's talk about the profile, Kona Ice.
This is an interesting one. Keith Placencio, 47 years old. He's here in Las Cruces. And in 2014, he retired after a successful career in the Marine Corps and then in engineering. And he wanted something to sort of keep his hand in, keep things going. And he wanted something that combined family fun and fundraising. And so he finally settled on Kona Ice. And what he does now, really interesting, he goes around to youth sports events or to our elementary and middle schools, and I'm sure high schools as well, and puts on these like Kona days where the kids get treats. And then any profit that he makes from the event, you know, if it's a youth football or anything like that, he gives 20% of his profit back to the school or back to the organization to help them. So it's a fundraiser for the kids.
Oh, so it serves rather than having a car wash.
Exactly.
You partner up with him.
Get some shaved ice. And he runs the business with his son. So it is still a family affair for him. And, you know, you have to look for him. You can't miss him in their little Kona Tiki mobile.
Cool. One more thing. It's nice to see that Graham Central Station is going to come back to life under a new name with new ownership.
New ownership, new name. It's going to be Boots and Bourbon. And it's going to be another four venue, just like Graham's was, with a country stage, Latin stage. It's going to have a neat game room that's sort of retro, and it'll have the games for all of us old timers. You know, we can go play a little Miss Pac-Man or some of those old games. It should be really neat. And I was talking to Berto that is opening it, and he said that he sunk about $1.5 million into the venture. So it's going to be nice to see them open up, hopefully mid-January.
And we need this kind of revitalization throughout town.
Absolutely.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure as always.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.